Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight we begin with the story of Putin winning nearly 90% for his fifth term. What is to be done? He's increased his percentages ever since his first election with Boris Yeltsin. He's not secure. He's 71 years old. He has no successor. I learned Medvedev has become disabled by his alcoholism. There is no future for Putin to look upon someone to inherit his brutality. This is a conversation with Anatole Lieben, who's very well informed. And then we turn to Estonia that fears that it is next on Putin Kremlin's list. Anatole says, no, they're in no shape to invade anybody. Conrad Black joins to discuss the Globe and Mail, a paper in Toronto, a national Canadian paper, that has chosen to editorialize early in the presidential contest, and as I understand it, not only to disregard former President Trump, but also to celebrate President Biden in a fashion more consistent with advertisement than editorial analysis. In any event, the road ahead is long. Scholar Report, Chris Riegel does me the favor of updating me on NVIDIA and its authority in chip making. Chris's opinion, and I follow it, is that NVIDIA is so far ahead it has no real competitor at this point. But there is the future of robotics. Humanoid robotics are mentioned. All very exciting. I long to look at it. A conversation about the exposure of Israel to the surrogates of Iran and Iran itself, with Ben and Bentaloblu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Then Joe Truesman from the FTD joins to talk about the 650 Hamas killers who were hiding with the human shield of the hospital in North Gaza. 90 are dead, many are wounded, all captured, including a man who is seen as number four in overall Hamas, Issa, his name, now deceased. Khaled Abu Toma from Israel joins to discuss the Palestinians, making the point that there is no leadership worthy of inheriting Gaza. That is a pointless search, especially now. And David Albright talks about Iran's nuclear weapon, that it taunts the IAEA, it taunts the U.S., with its 60, 80, 90% enriched uranium. Off to the South Caucasus, good friend Erlin Suleymanov, now the ambassador from Azerbaijan to the United Kingdom, joins to explain that the Armenia anxiety about war is completely overwrought. There is peace. There's rebuilding. There's no war. I look someday to have the energy to get back out there, now that there is no war, and see Nagorno-Karabakh after visiting its border for many years in the DMZ. Well, there was no DMZ, in the front lines between Azerbaijan and the part of Nagorno-Karabakh and Azerbaijan that was grabbed by Armenian forces at the end of the Soviet Union. Veronique Tourangeau comments on the proposed sale of U.S. steel that wants to sell itself to Nippon Steel and the objections of the White House. Odd. The whole thing is odd. I'm going to discuss it with Richard Epstein in these next hours as well, along with the obliged forced sale of TikTok. Conversation about the anti-satellite weapons assembled by Roscosmos and the Russian military. Ground-based, orbital-based, lasers. All very exciting, anti-satellite stuff from Anatole's Zach, who keeps the Russian space web. And then a conversation about the Ukrainian drones attacking the Russian refineries with Michael Bernstam. It's hurt Russia badly, and they're now going to have to defend their refineries if they can. A lot of machine guns. New World Report, Haiti's anarchy with Evan Ellis. Venezuela arresting members of the opposition with Evan Ellis. Bolsonaro under indictment for faking a vaccination during the pandemic. His son accused of money laundering. Finally, a conversation about Guatemala visiting Vice President Harris, the new president of Guatemala, talking about migration. But the border is not solved, and Mexico is saying you're not permitted to return people to Mexico who've crossed into Texas. I don't know the resolution of this. There is no border policy right now that is consistent. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.